It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up a case on whether users of marijuana and other drugs can legally own firearms. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The case comes from Texas, where a man was charged with a felony for owning a gun while admitting he's a regular marijuana user. An appeals court said the federal law on guns and drug use is unconstitutional because it too broadly restricts Second Amendment rights. While the law applies to all federally outlawed drugs, it creates specific concerns for states like Colorado, which have legalized cannabis use. The justices are expected to hear oral argument early next year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced yesterday it will not take on a case with broad impacts for access to public lands. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports.
Land in the West is divided into a checkerboard pattern between private and public land. So in order to access some landlocked public acres, recreationists step over corners of private land or corner cross. In 2021, four hunters did just that in Wyoming, and a landowner sued them. State and regional courts have said they didn't break the law, but the landowner appealed to the nation's highest court. Ryan Semerad represents the hunters. He's excited the case got denied.
It preserves a very important public access to public lands ruling.
Though he says it's bittersweet because the ruling won't have a chance to expand nationwide. Right now, corner crossing is only legal in Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Kansas, along with the parts of Yellowstone National Park in Idaho and Montana. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The State Health Department is reminding families to get children vaccinated if they're overdue for measles, mumps, and rubella, or the MMR vaccine. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.